The deeper they dive into cybersecurity, the closer government and industry get, or so it seems. The Defense Department is requiring contractors to report within 3 days any cyber breach that threatens trade secrets or government data. Civilian agencies are looking at similar rules. Former federal cyber officials Kirsten Tott and Roger Cressy, now with Liberty Group Ventures, joins us now to talk about it. Welcome to you both.
Good morning, Emily.
Thanks very much, Emily.
So first of all, tell us exactly what defense contractors are supposed to do under this new rule. What are they supposed to do with regards to their networks and with regards to what they tell the government?
The new rule is in response to a congressional action from last year, and what the rule requires them to do is to report data breaches 72 hours within their awareness and knowing of those. The challenge here is understanding what actually defines a data breach and what the companies and the contractors can be guaranteed as far as privacy in that information sharing.
So how does the government define the breach, or does it not?
Well, so I think this is one of the areas where there's going to be initial guidance set out and saying, you know, it's the do you have a problem and do you recognize you have a problem? So if the contractors are able to ascertain that they did have a breach, then there is the obligation to then notify DOD. I think the bigger issue here is not that they're going to have to be forced to tell the government. That's a good thing in and of itself. The real issue is most of the breaches that this guidance is aimed at are the type of intellectual property, secrets, things like that, that any type of adversary is looking to penetrate a network on. They will have been there for a while. So you may recognize, hey, we've had a breach, but the bigger question is, how long was that adversary inside your network and what were they doing while they were there?
Presumably the damage is already done once you notice it.
Absolutely. You know, it's the, as many people in the industry will say, this is the gunshot analogy. We're great. Most people in cybersecurity right now are great at saying, hey, you've been shot. And great. I've been shot. Thank you for telling me what I already know. The real issue is, how do you identify a potential shooter before they're actually looking to aim their weapon at you? And in cyberspace, that's the real challenge right now. How do you identify where the adversary is looking to go and then take steps in order to stop them? Because the data breach is really too late. And it's really thinking, what can we do before that now?
And of course, there might be breaches that the company doesn't even know about. So we're talking
exactly
about here only the ones that, for whatever reason, the company is able to figure out and find. What exactly do they have to say to the government when they know that they've been breached?
They have to be able to tell them what they learned that triggered the notification to tell the government. And I think government is still working with defense contractors to understand the definitions of that notification. What's important also in understanding that data breach and the data breach notification is being able to contain and remediate whatever's happened. And so, as Roger was saying, it's one thing to identify that the breach has occurred, but really the actions that need to be taken are understanding what data was breached. And obviously, we always try to understand intent, but that can be very challenging. But most importantly, once that's understood, what do you do to contain the violation and the intrusion?
And given that there's a 72-hour time limit, what's the significance of 3 days? I mean, is that like a lifetime when you're talking about cybersecurity, or is that really not enough to get your hands on the problem?
Well, I think it's as much about what a company could do within a period of time to prepare a report, prepare a presentation, try and ascertain within their own networks and their own policies and procedures what it is that, what type of breach they suffered, and then present something to government that is more than just the, hey, we got hit. And I think the other part of this is that every defense contractor knows they are a primary target by a wide spectrum of adversaries. The advanced persistent threat phenomenon, nation states, is certainly the highest because of research and development, intellectual property, targeting like that. But there's also the issue of strategic reconnaissance. So many adversaries want to get on networks and just listen and watch and see what's going on, and then maybe exfiltrate data down the road. So the good news is the defense contracting community knows this is an enormous challenge. The real issue still is, how does government and industry work together to, as Kirsten said, to mitigate the impact and remediate as quickly as possible when there is an event?
The other point about the 72-hour rule that I think is important for defense contractors is now contractors know they have 72 hours to manage something once they've learned about it in order to talk to government. So when you're looking at pre-event processes and procedures and developing them, understanding that you've got 72 hours to figure out how to prioritize and what to do with that information is helpful, because I think that can be constructive in how contractors inform government and in what methods they use to do so.
Is this the type of rule that forces companies to change their practices or to do things differently than they might have been doing before?
Probably not. I think what it will do is, again, create this structure saying that, you know, whereas some companies may choose to take a week in the past or depending on the breach and depending upon notification. But what they'll likely do now is have the methods in place to know who they need to contact, the time frame that everybody's under in order to do so. And it probably will give them just a different structure and alignment than what they had before.
We're speaking with Kirsten Tott and Roger Cressy. They're both former federal policy officials, now partners in Liberty Group Ventures. Roger, returning to what you said about, you know, you've been hit because you've already got a gunshot wound, to paraphrase you. Is there a fear among contractors that once they reveal such a threat, they may no longer be contractors, or because the damage is done, they may not be suitable for federal work anymore?
So I think that's a very significant and real concern, because government sometimes will move the goalposts on what they're looking for from industry, or there'll be additional regulation and guidance that comes down that sometimes is at cross purposes. So For the contracting world, they want to have very clear sets of understanding and guidelines about what is required so that they can put their own policies in place to respond to it. But this is an issue that we've had both with the private sector and government for some time now. Part of it's the information sharing question. You know, on threat intelligence, what should government be telling industry? What should industry then be sending back to government? What type of protections are in place? You know, government, most contractors, publicly traded, so there's a fiduciary responsibility they have to shareholders, to investors, and their legal counsel, their general counsel office, has been very reluctant up to this point to be too public about what they say and how they notify, because they're worried about competitive disadvantage. To your point, Emily, I mean, if you notify on something, does that put you at a disadvantage? So the government's responsibility here is to say, we're doing this in the interest of cybersecurity, not to penalize you. That said, if it's then discovered during the forensics examination that somebody made a boo-boo, that somebody failed to do the right thing, and that company is responsible for this breach, through a mistake on policy, procedures, or otherwise, then they could be held accountable and they could lose their contracts.
Yeah, a lot potentially at stake. Very briefly, Kirsten, I wanted to ask you, right now, do we know anything about what civilian agencies are planning to do with their contractors, or how those contractor situations might be different than those who work in defense?
We understand that probably there's a sense that civilian contractors may follow suit with what the Department of Defense has done. One of the issues that's come up, the president released an executive order last year that created the NIST cybersecurity framework, and that's being looked at how that can be implemented in civilian agencies. And one of the components of that is notification. And so likely there will be civilian agencies looking for models to follow suit in some way and how to create structure around data breach notification for their contractors.
Kirsten Tott and Roger Cressy are former federal policy officials, now partners in Liberty Group Ventures. Thank you both for coming into studio this morning.
Thanks very much, Emily.